The Smuts Up Podcast is a bad show made by idiots. You probably shouldn't listen to it. The Smuts Up Podcast is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease except boredom, and even that's up for debate. Proceed with caution and listen at your own risk.
I put a D20 in my mouth. I put a D20 in my mouth.
Your desires.
I put a D20 in my mouth.
Smuts Up, everyone. I'm Lux Estrada, and you are listening to the Smuts Up Podcast. And with me are my two good buddies.
Hello, I am Ray Dunnigan, the master of my own reality and the benders of others.
And I'm Deep Weird. I'm morbidly obtuse.
First off, I just wanted to thank you for listening to the show. We're here to talk about sex, baby, and also to investigate whether we can liberate ourselves from some of the shame and uptight bullshit that our culture forces down our throats when it comes to if and how we express ourselves sexually. Our aim is to talk about this shit until we get used to it, to push back against the pressures of taboo. Can we break down some walls by conducting this exercise? It'll be interesting to see how this turns out. I really want to thank you guys for being willing to collaborate on this weird fucking project.
And also, I just want to let everybody know this is an anarchist podcast, so we will talk about burning down the government, eating the rich constantly.
I can't wait for that.
I actually have a fetish about that, too. Right up my alley.
All right, so we're going to start our series about kink and fetish today by going over exactly what those terms mean and getting a little taste of some of the psychology that might be involved. This is probably a good time to mention that none of us are psychologists or therapists or anything like that, so please bear that in mind as we have our discussion. We're here to learn, so yes.
Yeah, we should be actually considered, like, experts in anything, honestly, you know, like... I mean, what is an expert anyway, you know?
At the end of the day, what is a psychologist other than some dude who went to school for a while who, like, goes around being like, I know why you think that way, and it's just like, get out of my head, bro.
Yeah, good job. You took a class and put the hours in. Like, I could do that, like, if I wanted to. I will. Probably not. But no, this is kind of like at a good moment of this podcast that, like, I decided to, like, you know, want to, like, join and be a part of, because, like, I'm kind of in my own, like, journey, like, sexual journey, if you will, like, for myself, just to, like, find out exactly who I am, what I like, all this other stuff, you know. I don't have to, like, really, from, like, no outside influence or anything. So I appreciate this format and able to, like, talk freely about some more, like, deep dark stuff, you know, that, like, you hide from just mostly shame and embarrassment, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mainly joined on this podcast because one time after a night of loving myself, after I was done with said loving myself, I felt very ashamed of what I just watched, and I kind of want to feel better about it, and these guys said that they could get me there, so we'll see.
Yeah, I'm going to actually say that. Yeah, well, you should totally feel okay with yourself. Depends on what you were loving yourself with, though.
Yeah, look, bro, I don't know your life, so I'm not going to promise anything.
But no, you already promised me. You promised me that and $5, so.
Like, I have no judgments, but, I mean, to be honest, there's going to be a little bit of judgments, a little bit of hearing things there, but mostly open, mostly judge-free.
Let's just try to be cool about it, all right?
Everybody come in with the open-mindedness of, like, food. Like, I took a food class one time, and it was like, hey, you know what? Some countries, they eat dogs, you know? And that's just how it is. They've always done it, and they think it's weird that we own dogs. So,
sure.
I don't know. Look at it from other people's point of view.
I kind of like that point of view. It's less like everyone has, like, different tastes, and that's exactly what, like, kinks and fetishes are. It's not for you, but yeah, it could be for someone else.
Yeah, I really like that attitude. It seems kind of, you know, in line with what we're kind of trying to do here. I wanted to start with kink, not just because I'm, like, fascinated by all the different, like you said, flavors of sexuality that exist, but also because, you know, as we're talking about figuring out what you like and what works for you, and then figuring out how to actually like express that and tell people like that you're going to be with, I don't know. It's a good first step, right?
Yeah, it is. Like, I've had many, many, many like that kind of like the getting to know you portion of a relationship. And then you like deep dive into like the, you know, kinks and fetishes, like talk. And it's kind of like my favorite part, honestly, because it's really fun. And you get to kind of know like why and what, and, you know, it depends on the person you're with. Sometimes it goes like well, and sometimes not so well, and you never hear from them again. It's probably better that you didn't.
That's year two shit for me. Like, if I said everything off the bat, I'd be like, well, you know.
Yeah, you like, you want to hide it. Like, it's like, be yourself, but I'm not just gonna like first date, here's all this shit I'm into. Like, you know, like, yeah, that's, I mean, that's kind of bad for it.
Obviously, use your social skills and your judgment. I mean, I don't know.
Like, what are those?
All right, so before we like start talking about that shit, like, let's figure out what's the difference between a kink and a fetish, at least in terms of like how psychology defines these terms. All right, so American Heritage Dictionary defines a fetish as an object that is believed to have magical or spiritual powers, especially such an object associated with animistic or shamanistic religious practices.
Like a cool ass voodoo doll.
Sure. It can also mean an object of unreasonably excessive attention or reverence, or something such as a material object or non-sexual part of the body that arouses sexual desire or may become necessary for sexual gratification. Here at Smuts Up, we're mostly interested in that last one. Collins Dictionary notes that the term fetish was first used in the 19th century and comes from the Portuguese fetico, meaning charm or spell. So let's take a closer look, shall we?
Let's get our faces up and motorboat us some knowledge.
Yeah, let's press our faces firmly into the welcoming bosom of knowledge. Indeed.
Yes.
All right. So
come to the lady knowledge.
Computer enhance.
All right. So this is from WebMD. A fetish is sexual excitement in response to an object or body part that is not typically sexual, such as shoes or feet. They're more common in men. Many people with fetishes must have the object of their attraction at hand or be fantasizing about it alone or with a partner in order to become sexually aroused, get an erection, or have an orgasm. While you might like the sight of your partner in high heels during sex, that doesn't necessarily mean you have a shoe fetish. So I also noticed in researching for this that some psychologists will say that in order for a thing to be considered a fetish, it has to be present, like in real life or in your imagination, right? It also, all right, psychologydictionary.org notes that it's considered a paraphilia. So where fetishes are repeatedly and exclusively used in achieving sexual excitement, and that objects designed for use in stimulating the genitals are not considered to be involved in fetishism. So there you have it.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't feel so bad for owning my collection of bad dragons then. I was really thinking that that was all, I thought that was all like what I needed to get off. But now knowing that that's not my kink, I can go to bed
well,
now.
Not a
I
fetish.
Mean, you can still like, see, I mean, you can find plenty of uses for all those bad dragons that, man, I really hope I wouldn't be their sponsor. They got some pretty cool stuff over there.
Bad Dragon, if you're listening, please consider us. Like,
we'll be good and promote you. I'll do many, many advertisements.
All right, anyway, let's get back on track here, shall
Sorry.
We? That's okay. All right, so from what I could gather, it seems like the definition of a kink is much broader than that of a fetish, okay? It seems to basically refer to any sexual practice, which is quote unquote outside of the norm, whatever the fuck that means. So it seems like maybe a working definition would be this. While a kink tends to increase the partner's pleasure or your pleasure, a fetish can replace the partner with an object. I'm sure there's like a lot of opinions out there about these terms. So let us know what you think, guys. You can email us at smutsup69@gmail.com with your thoughts, and we would love to hear them.
Also, I just want everybody to know like how proud we are that we got that Gmail. We were just talking about it before we got on. it's just, it was a miracle.
We couldn't be more pleased.
Like, really could, like, cemented us into this podcast now. So hopefully we won't let it go to waste. But one of my favorite, like, quotes from, like, a Patton Oswalt bit is, like, everyone has, like, a thing. It's like that thing you think about when you're fucking to help you fuck whoever harder, better. Like, it was a bit to explain, like, every, like, you know, like, shameful, dark fetish, kink, or secret that you have actually has, like, a magazine to it. Like, I remember, like, in the very early days of the internet, like, in the 1999, to, like, date myself here, but, like, there was just, like, this weird explosion of, like, communities and, like, little subsects of, like, little, like, kinks and fetishes, and, like, you could just dive down, like, deeper, and it's just like, oh, a lot of it, like, you know, like, the norm or whatever would be, like, the thinking of, like, people are into this, like, shit, like, backing somebody up. It's like, it's not necessarily, like a bad thing necessarily, but again, going back to, like, different tastes and flavors and all that, that's kind of how it is, and I was more fascinated by that, so I have dug through a lot of, like, GeoCities and Angel Fire with, like, bad backgrounds, you know, like, and, like, unreadable text that you have to, like, highlight in order, like, to read. So it's kind of a fun, interesting thing to do when you're, like, you know, young and just weird and just wanting to, like, you know, find out more about people in psychology. It was a really fun trip.
So where do these kinks and fetishes come from, right? Psychologists have a term called imprinting, which describes a concept central to today's topic. It's kind of described as a phenomenon in which a newborn creature bonds the type of animal that it, like, meets at birth. It's kind of the, like, basic thing. It can extend to other areas of life, though, and it can be in humans and animals. In humans, the form of sexual imprint, like, might result in a type. So, like, maybe if, as studies have shown, like, when daughters have fathers that are particularly older, they're more likely to seek older men. You know, sons that come from mixed race parentage are typically, it seems like they typically tend to, are attracted to the people who are of a similar race as their mother. And there's some people that actively seek out people that don't look like any of their parents, which is in and itself, like, a type. So I got that definition from betterhelp.com. What do you guys think about that?
That's me. I don't want my parents anywhere near that portion of my life. So I'm like, nope, bye.
I want to boil that definition down to the bare bones. You either want to fuck your parents or you don't.
Or maybe it's just as simple as, like, you go for something that's familiar, you know, like, for, like,
I'm just kidding.
Like, what are you saying?
You literally hear, like,
Ray, what are you saying?
Look, there's only two kinds of people in this world, let me tell you, all right?
That is actually a huge misconception with, like, a lot of that stuff too. Also, a side note, I think it's weird when people call me daddy. I don't like it. I just don't like it. Hey, it ain't for me.
Okay, daddy.
Stop it.
com, that's where we're going to buy our Let's Go Daddy.
Yeah.
Free plug.
Sir instead, but anyways.
Sexual imprinting can occur with inanimate objects if it originates during the crucial stage of development, right? For reasons that might be obvious, one of the most common cases is when people fetishize, like, high heel shoes. Think about kids playing on the floor. Since we're so uptight about this stuff in our culture, like, kids might not have any, like, concept of what sex is or what it looks like. So when they, like, reach that stage of their development, which is actually earlier than you would think, like, there's all this kind of maybe, like, infrastructure being set up before it launches and goes live or whatever, if you will.
There's, like, one of the main things of my earlier research, as I said before, into, like, the GeoCities and Angel Fires, like, I noticed a lot of them are basically coming from, like, watching, like, old cartoons. A lot of it, like, people coming of age, go through puberty, like, attracted, like, a certain thing. What I'm more point is, like, furries, for an example. Like, watching the old, like, Disney's Robin Hood, where they use, like, anthropomorphic animals as the characters, to, like, other, like, old, like, cartoonish kind of stuff, like, in situations like being transformed or turned to, like, a werewolf, being tied up, flattened, inflated, stretched, turned into an object of some sorts. Like, I've seen tons of these all over the place, and, like, those are the ones that are, like, more or less, like, fascinating. And I believe they kind of come from a place of what you're saying as well, at least what I took from that. So I'm not sure if I'm just rambling again or if that's on track, you know.
Well, we can always cut things for time if we need to, but what you're saying makes total sense. It's actually really funny that you bring up the cartoon Robin Hood movie. I'm pretty sure that I had a crush on that Robin Hood Fox character when I was a kid.
I mean, have you seen his eyes? They're super dreamy, you know? And he's super chill. He's all like, I'll get you money. Like, you know, hey, girl, it's all good.
Ray, what about you? Did you ever have any crushes on cartoon characters when you were a kid?
Too many to count, to be honest. let's just say Vicky from Fairly Odd Parents.
You know? Nice.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, not her. Well, you know, kind of. But also The Last Airbender, oof. Went in on that.
Mine, actually, when I was, like, really, like five, I remember, like, seeing it in, like, an old arcade game. Like, it was, like, Street Fighter, and, like, Chun-Li was, like, stole my heart, like, immediately. I was like, damn, she's fine, and got some thick old thighs. And could kick your ass, too, so that's kind of hot.
There's a kick! Yeah, that video game was sweet.
Well, I love that game.
I want her to bust my head open with her thighs.
Oh, you will die.
We all will die.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it would go, though, so, like, yeah.
Let's take an interlude.
Interlude your mind.
What have you got for us, Deep?
ASMR secret. I once playfully stuck out my tongue to a coworker because I wanted to see her do the same to me. She did. She was very hot doing it. Secret.
My favorite part of the pizza is the crust.
You sick freak.
Sometimes when I'm shitting on kids in Call of Duty, I secretly hope that I fall in love with their mom one day and I become their stepdad. And then I can ground them from never playing the video game ever again because they're so fucking terrible at it.
Secrets.
Are you heartbroken? Having trouble letting go of that special someone? Here at Illumin Industries, we understand the complex web of strife and heartache that is mortal existence. That's why we created Forever Friend, a revolutionary advancement in companionship science. Thanks to new changes in the law, it is now possible to transfer someone's digital imprint to one of our specially designed furry friends. Imagine cuddling up at night with a cat or dog that combines the fluffy softness of a Persian and the personality point markers of your ex-fiancé, or the loyalty of a golden retriever with the skill for trivia of your dead husband. Forever Friends are carefully engineered to be hypoallergenic, hyper-enhanced, and gluten-free, allowing for hours of authentic feeling conversation. Conversation mode can be switched off through the Forever Friend app for those times when you'd prefer to be alone with your thoughts. Choose from over 20 breeds of dogs and cats with a variety of color options, with bird options coming soon. The possibilities are endless. Forever Friends, softer than the real thing. Illumin, making it work for you. See Cyber Catalog for details and information about the Forever Friend privacy policy. Illumin Industries and its affiliates reserve the right to change these policies at any time without notice. All conversations with Forever Friends may be recorded for quality control and optimization purposes. Quality of Forever Friends personality emulation is dependent on data richness of digital imprint, not responsible for actions of Forever Friends.
Interlube your mind.
All right. Well, many truths were revealed.
Some more true than others. Pizza crust.
That Rex Dunham guy sounded fucking sexy.
I wish he was my stepdad.
Oh my God. All I'm saying is, like, there's a lot of Publix out there. You better watch out because I know your mom shops at one of them.
My mom could get it too. She's hot.
Oh, please keep this in.
I would do it all, not even for the sexual gratification, but the revenge boner I would get.
Oh God! That's right. Sex is a weapon. No, I'm kidding. Don't. It's not.
Yes. Anyway, all right. All right. So now that we have a basic idea of what's going on in terms of like where fetishes and kinks come from, maybe we can see that it's not really something that a person like necessarily chooses. It's more like it chooses you. You don't need to be ashamed of it, whatever it might be. I mean, obviously within parameters. I mean, consent's a thing, and yeah, obviously. But to illustrate this point, we're going to talk about a few of our things. So I'm happy to go first if you guys want to, or if one of you would like to jump in here, please do it.
Sure. I was going to say that it's like you rescued them, but they rescued you.
I was going to say like, oh shit, it's a lottery of what you're going to get into.
I think that's pretty accurate, actually.
Like, just hopefully it's not diapers.
Or maybe
if you're into diapers, you know what? Hey, you know what?
You do you, guys. So should I go ahead and go first, or do you guys want to jump in?
Sure, I'll go. I can go ahead and say with 100% certainty, super into doing it in the outdoors, getting connected with nature. I feel like a goddamn fucking caveman doing the most basic shit. I don't know what it is.
No,
I love
fuck
that.
Yeah, dude. No, nice. That, I get it, dude. I certainly get that.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah, I love camping and like, yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah, camping, not like public bathrooms or whatever.
Or is that outdoors?
I can tell you it's outdoors.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Well, by outdoors, I meant like in the general public, and by the general public, I mean like, no, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Because that's definitely a thing. I mean,
just be careful.
Like nice hikes and stuff like that, you know, you can always just stop in the middle, especially if you're out there all by yourself. Why not? I do some grunts. I make it sound like I'm doing some sort of mating call. I do like this little rooster foot thing where I lift up some dirt to let my mate know that I'm ready. And I present her with one of the biggest stones I can find to show my physique, you know, so she knows I'm a good mate. Mm-hmm. And then usually I move into my dance after that, which is... it's a combination of wiggling my arms and then making my legs into squares. And if I'm able to keep my balance while doing that, she knows like it's fucking on. She also every single time goes like, you don't need to do that. Like,
I'm not into this.
we've been together for 6 years. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
I've already chosen you. You don't have to keep doing the dance.
All right. Yeah, no, dude, I'd get it outside for sure. Like, yeah. Absolutely.
Sunshine, nice cool breeze.
All right, so this is something that used to like really freak me out before I like took the time to kind of do some soul searching and understand it. So for as long as I can remember, I've had what might be described as a prurient interest in weapons, particularly blades and firearms. It's not like I need to have that stuff in the bedroom, but it's definitely like a thing for me. I used to think that this like revealed some kind of like dark flaw in my character. Maybe it does. I don't know. We all have them. But
I don't know. I think the positive is you know you're protected. Like
yeah,
exactly. You feel safe. Like
yeah,
I mean, it could be that knowing
sure.
That you're not powerless.
No, dude. And after some introspection, that's exactly the conclusion that I came to. Like I feel this like really fierce desire to like protect the people that I love, And I mean, maybe it's because like I'm an older sibling or whatever, this whole like, you know, gotta protect, whatever. I don't know, man. But for me,
you
like,
better protect your brother.
For me, like, well, yeah.
I, as a little brother, you need to protect your little brothers, okay? Like, there's a lot in the world we don't know, and like, we still don't know. And like, help us out, man.
I can do it. So for me, the weapons are sort of like a symbol of power and protection and safety, right? Themes that seem pretty prevalent in human sexuality, like in general. I've also looked at enough pictures of naked women with guns to know that I am certainly not alone. So
yeah, no, you're not alone at all. That's a whole, I probably can get you some pictures too.
But I'm really interested in seeing that.
I've like seen blades and like swords that I was like, yo, that is a sexy looking sword. Like that is a hot katana. Like that is a pretty little slutty dagger, you know, like, yeah, I've used those before.
Googling nude women with guns.
I like the knives portion. I think I found my like niche. I was like, ooh, I like knives because they're sharp.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it definitely speaks to some kind of like a, you know, primal thing that every human probably has at some point. So Deep, what are you going to tell us?
Well, I, this is my most tame one. I was always turned on and very partial to like BBWs, big, beautiful women, big old fatty fats. That's really mean, but like, you know, I love people with weight, you know. I love like more of like the soft bodied, the more like heavier, the more thicker, you know, like that's kind of like a tame one really, but it's just, it's always been in like my life, and I don't really know like a necessary connection to it necessarily, but I just like a more, I like large, you
sure,
know,
man.
In
no,
my
dude,
life,
I get
you know
it.
What I mean? And like that's my type.
Yeah, dude, especially if you like look back in history, you'll see that like that was certainly pretty popular for like a long time, you know. Beauty standards have always been shifting and changing, so
that was like a big symbol of like noble women is to like be all chunky and stuff, and it's like that, I mean, back in those days, like of course, like you got the best food.
Yeah,
you know?
From a like a biological standpoint, I mean, somebody that has like, you know, broader hips or more weight has better survivability really, so I mean it makes sense. So
yeah, it's true too, like, you know, and for like, and like I'm a large person as well, so like if we ever caught in like a weird, you know, like survival situation, we don't have to eat for a while, you know what I mean? Like we're fine, we'll be miserable because of blood sugar, but
is this something that you typically consider when selecting sexual partners?
Yes, will they be able to survive with me in extreme survival situations, just in case? Just in case, you know, like what do you want? You want someone who's like an Instagram influencer who's like pretty much as all their looks are like from filters, or do you want someone who's going to like live with you and survive and, you know, be able to like carry like logs and shit? I don't know.
Sure, and also not to hate on Instagram influencers. You know what?
That's true. Not really.
Live your best fucking life, guys.
Exactly. Live your best life. I'm just using you as a comparison. I wouldn't choose any of you as like a survival partner, but like for the rest of your life, that's awesome. the fuck am I even talking about?
I choose my women based on one simple question, and that is Velveeta with shells or Kraft macaroni and cheese with elbows?
Kraft macaroni and cheese with elbows.
Ew, neither.
I mean, ooh, see, there it is, right there.
I know.
That's the one answer that just eliminates you off the list, which...
Well, that's all right.
I have a chance with Ray. That's good to know.
You
that's
know what,
good
actually,
to,
if I had
the
fucking choose, I would do the Velveeta one, right? But
it's not if you have to choose. Like, you got to be enthusiastic about it. If you're not, like, right off the bat, like, fucking Velveeta with shells, or, like, I want to make sure you're passionate about
it. Wait, is that the correct answer, though?
Oh, no, that was the wrong answer. It's completely wrong. You missed it by a month. That was, like, the one answer that, like, right then and there, I'd be like, waiter, nope. Check please. And they'll be like, you haven't even ordered food yet. I'd be like, perfect.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going home to eat some orange elbow noodles, excuse me.
So you like the powdered cheese with the fucking
sand? Oh yeah. Put some butter, some cool milk in that.
Ooh, I like it. I like them both. I don't know, it doesn't matter to me. I just want somebody to be stupidly into something as I am, like just very passionate about nothing.
Yes.
Like, I'm very all kinds of stupid shit.
I get that too. Me too. I'm very enthusiastic about things I like to a point where it's like annoying. So it'd be nice to have somebody else like that around and to like, oh yeah, also just like kind of feed on each other there.
Yeah. I fucking love nerds. Like there's something about like intellectualism that really fucking does it for me too.
I can't remember the actual name, but it's like Saposect. I'm really showing I'm not an expert here.
We'll figure it out.
Brain lover.
It was an option on dating websites where it's just like, I find intelligence extremely attractive, which I'm like, honestly, yeah, I do.
I wish you could do it on a scale and like you have to scale yourself like how smart you think you are so you don't get matched with somebody that's like way smarter than you could ever be.
I want someone smarter than me though, because like if I'm the smart one in their relationship, like it's like we're in trouble.
Yeah, no, that's I never got that either. Like, why would you try to find somebody stupider than you?
So you can feel better about yourself. Not stupider, but just slightly above where I'm at. I don't want to be so lost in a conversation because I'm just like, all I have flying around in my brain is X-Wings and TIE Fighters.
I like Star Wars.
Yeah, no, I get it, dude, for sure. Like, that makes sense. That's just basically like, compatibility shit, right? Like,
I think I try a lot to pretend like I'm an intellectual. Like, oh, I like to watch this movie because of it's filmed on, like, an actual film. Something like that, you know? Like, I like to think I am, but I'm probably just a douchebag, you know?
They're all probably just douchebags. I don't know.
I'm a self-proclaimed douche canoe.
I'm what is known as a film douche. Oh, I see. Yes. Yeah.
I'm a douchey douche
about film.
I'm a douchette, so there you go. Yeah.
Whose idea was to put et on the end of, like, to
the
give that?
French.
Like a, oh, okay, cool. Thank you. I actually answered my question.
Just kidding. I don't have any.
Actually, yeah, that was a hell of a reaction to French.
Like, I will personally take a stand and say I do have a problem with the French. So,
well, that can be.
I've never met him in real life. They seem fine.
We don't have to get into it, but like you know,
we can talk about that later.
Napoleon was pretty cool.
I don't have problem with the French at all. They've got good stuff going on, as do most cultures. So.
Yeah, most cultures don't eat snails, all right? I'm just kidding.
You know, I've actually
I want to find another culture that eats snails. Hold on.
Yeah, no. I feel like that can't be accurate. I feel like, whatever, yeah. Anyway, guys.
This section is called Off Script.
Hope it's super sexy for you.
Next on Off Script. How come TIE Fighters and X-Wings can jump into light speed? I thought that was only for big ships.
I think it's a narrative convenience. I can answer that for you right now.
Because the plot.
No.
And there you have it.
Moving on. And that was agree to disagree.
Our newest segment. All right, guys, should we try to fucking bring this shit home?
Yeah.
These horses need to be wrangled.
All right.
This is kind of a nice little introduction. What I plan on doing is like maybe talking more about those like niche fetishes that I've found in my research and like bring them to light. We can like talk about them, joke about them, but you know, mostly I want to see like in a more positive light. It's like, you know, again, it's somebody could be like really passionate about this and I don't want to like hurt their feelings or anything over it.
Yeah,
so,
we're
like,
trying
you know,
to be fucking cool about this shit. That's the whole fucking point, right?
Like, exactly. That's the whole point. Be like, look at this weirdo who likes this stuff. Like, no.
Yeah,
no,
we're all weirdos. That's
like,
the thing.
That
yeah.
person, like you, if they're anything like me, they have told themselves that they're a weirdo, that they're like just completely strange and like all this, like they've told that to themselves like a lot. And I'm just like, it's whatever. Like, you know, it's not weird, and you should never feel like ashamed of whatever like turns you on, and you should be able to like talk about that freely without like, you know, being feel like you're going to be persecuted for it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go ahead and put an asterisk in there, as long as it is conforming with laws and...
Yes, thank you.
As long as it's consensual.
Thank you.
And
thank
also, you know, having to do with age as well. We do not support that kind of thing.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's like...
a problem.
Never.
Absolutely. That's not what we're talking about here.
Yeah, not at all.
Just wanted to make that clear. The little asterisk is always there for everybody. Okay.
For everybody.
And if you want to send in your own asterisks, that's smutsup69@gmail.com. We would love to read them.
All right, guys. Not too bad for first show. You know, a little short, a little overview. And, like, honestly, with, like, when closing out the show, like, I just wanted to, like, personally thank you, Luxa, for giving me an opportunity to be on the show, but also, like, helping me down a new path of, like, self-discovery, and you just able to, like, open up this safe space for us.
Hell yeah, man. That's fucking awesome. Well, I appreciate you being here. We'll see you guys for sure. And, yeah, thank you for being willing to take this, like, fucking weird journey with us. You got any last words for us, Ray?
Yeah, I just, you know, thank you all for being so supportive. This is definitely going to broaden my horizons. I grew up in a very, you know, where I just had to Google things in secret kind of household.
So. Yeah, I've had a lot of those, like, what is Big Voodoo Dolls, like, website? I'm just like, nothing, it's no reason. And, like, you, oh, weird, the computer unplugged all by itself. Weird. Huh. Strange.
Let's just say my history was always cleared.
I had to help my dad figure that out. That's a weird conversation.
Oh, no.
Hey, son, come here real quick. Let me ask you a question.
Oh, no.
You know about that internet porn stuff, right?
Well, I know, Father. No, I don't.
Whatever. You know, do you speak of,
you
Father?
You know, with the lumberjacks and the wildebeest and... And the lions fighting the crocodiles in bikinis. I just don't want your mother to see it, all right? Can you give me some way to, you know, clear that shit out?
Oh, man, Father, I'm learning a lot about you right now. But, yes, it's called incognito mode, and just clear your history. If you're...
Here's 50 cents. Get yourself a candy bar, kid.
Yes, use incognito mode and clear your history. Excellent tips there.
Excellent tips. If you're ever on this explanation and you're around, like... people that you don't particularly want to have question you, because I have that in my life where it's like you still feel like explaining it, you know, just hot tips. I'm pretty sure y'all know this anyway, but yeah.
All right, so I do want to also add, as we kind of mentioned before, like, if you feel like your thing, whatever the thing is causing you, like, problems, you know, like, for instance, like, stuff that, like, psychologists would call, like, maladaptive behaviors, things like anger, self-harm, avoidance, withdrawal, other stuff like that, like, please don't hesitate to find somebody to talk to. Like, you don't need to be ashamed, and you fucking deserve to be happy. So please...
You deserve to be happy.
Please take care of yourself. Please.
We love you.
We love you.
We love all of you.
All right, guys. I think that's it for the show. Thank you so much for listening to the Smuts Up podcast. If any of you guys want to reach out and touch us, as it were, you can email us at smutsup69@gmail.com. All right.
That's my creep.
I'm Ray Dunnigan.
I'm Deep Weird.
Lexa Strata.
Signing out.
Have a great day, guys. Take care.
If you liked anything you heard on here, please let us know by sending us an email over at smutsup69@gmail.com. Also, you know, if we're on an app by now, you know, go ahead and drop us 5 stars and leave a review. That'd be nice. You don't have to do it. It would just help us out a lot. Enjoy your day and stay sexy.